I'd like to reconvene the August 2007 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. Next item on the agenda is public comments. Everybody that's in the hall, Officer Verlander, or Phillips, holler out there. There's, I'm sure some gentlemen out there that want to speak at public comments, and I'd hate for them to miss the opportunity. Thank you. Thank you, Russell. Public comments. Captain Bob.
I thank you for allowing me to present an update on what we talked about last month.
Yes, sir.
And the update is this. We got permission from the commanding officer of the Naval Station to do our dive. We did our dive, and they bent over backwards, expediting everything. Commander Smith, who you met, was a great facilitator. And the discovery of over 1.1 million living oysters on that facility impressed Rahm. Now, I just, rather than take up a lot of your time, I would like to just give a hint.
Be careful.
To the members here. Okay, wait, I've got to keep two back. Okay, thank you. Now, not only are the oysters in prolific residence out there, but also the rest of the benthic community, the little crabs, the, you know, the little fishes, the, you know, all the hangers on at any good oyster reef. And that that facility now, as you'll read in Rahm's report, it is a standing oyster reef right now. It exists. And the Navy is anxious to present it as a gift to the Commonwealth of Virginia. A gift. Now, in my humble opinion, it would be something extremely worth getting as a gift. And as a gift, we would not have to put any burden on the taxpayers. And that we could do that into perpetuity if the VMRC and RPS executed an agreement that I have in mind that will allow the RPS to manage that place and keep it in good repair and utilize it as a breeding facility for our horns. In that handout is a layout of what I've got in mind. The first phase of that program would be about 2.25 million dollars, and it could be all up by next spawning season. And the money, we wouldn't ask the Commonwealth for a nickel. Not a nickel. But there are some interesting money trails in the federal government, especially when you're saving them money and they don't have to tear something down and destroy something that is extremely, extremely valuable to the total program of oyster restoration in the Chesapeake Bay. Now, thank you. I've used about 6 minutes of your time.
Our time is yours.
I talked to Commander Smith, called me yesterday. I asked him if he had heard anything from anybody. He said not.
Well, we've had some discussions, as you know, it was based on our meeting that we had down here.
Right.
There are a lot of different intricacies that have to be pursued. We'll continue to evaluate those and moving along.
See, if it was a plain old business thing, it would have already been done a long time ago. I would have done it. Okay.
Gotcha. Thank you, Captain Bob.
Talk to you later.
Yes, sir. Who's next? Public comments? All right. The next item on the agenda is, I'm sorry?
I'd like to make a public comment.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd like to see us refer something to Finn Fish. We have a problem development on the Eastern Shore with people overnight anchoring of nets in the surf in this hot weather. It's not a very good thing. The fish that survive and make it inside look terrible. Where the fins has been on, I mean, the scales all chafed off of them, and I'm afraid people will correlate that with being disease, and it's not. It's just the fact that they've escaped overnight.
I think we already have a restriction similar to that along the oceanfront of Virginia Beach. So, and I know it's probably for a different purpose, but anyway, so noted.
Thank you.
Anyone else? The next item on the agenda is presentation of the report and recommendations of the Blue Ribbon Oyster Panel. Mr. Travelstead, good to have you
here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.